At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Hello and welcome back to Mornings with Stephen Jonesy podcast. Today, as we begin the Advent season, we pause to prepare not only for Christmas, but for the arrival of Jesus Christ. Advent reminds us to slow down, breathe deeply, and anchor our hearts again in the promises of God. This week we begin with the foundation theme of hope, not a shallow optimism, but the deep confident assurance that God keeps his promises. The key scripture today is from the prophet Isaiah, who speaks directly to weary hearts longing for the Messiah, freedom, healing, and peace. Our devotional is titled, Hope is Promised. 1 Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 reads, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Our scripture was written centuries before Jesus' birth, yet it boldly declares the coming of the Savior. This prophecy reminds God's people, then and now, that deliverance was coming even when circumstances looked dark. It reveals God's promise to rescue humanity. Jesus' identity, Counselor, Mighty God, Father, Prince of Peace. And hope is rooted in a person, Christ. Hope is promised. Hope is not a fantasy or a fragile feeling. It is the confident certainty that God is already at work behind what we cannot yet see. Even in waiting seasons, when prayers seem unanswered, God's promises never expire. Jesus is proof that every word God speaks comes true. When life feels uncertain, Jesus is our Wonderful Counselor. When we feel powerless, He is our Mighty God. When we feel abandoned, He is our Everlasting Father. When we feel anxious, He is our Prince of Peace. Hope silences despair, not because problems disappear, but because Jesus is present within them. So, from this passage, we learn that hope often begins before we see change. God spoke light into darkness before the first Christmas ever happened. Hope is rooted in a person, not in circumstances. Our hope is Jesus, His character, His presence, His faithful love. Hope shifts our focus. Instead of staring only at the darkness, we lift our eyes to the promised light, and hope can be spoken aloud. Isaiah declared hope to his generation. You and I can declare God's promises over our situations too. Advent hope teaches us that God never forgets His word or His people. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for the promise of Jesus, our Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Today, we bring our worries, fears, and unanswered questions before You and lay them at Your feet. Teach us to trust Your timeline, even when waiting feels hard. Strengthen our faith when life seems uncertain, and remind us that Your promises never fail. Fill our hearts with fresh hope today, hope rooted not in circumstances, but anchored firmly in You. In the holy and mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So as we begin this Advent week, you may not feel Christmassy at all. That's all right. Advent is tailor-made for those who are still in the middle, still waiting, still aching for things to change. You are not forgotten. You are not unseen. The same God who sent His Son into the darkness of the world steps into your darkness today. The light has come, and the light will come again. Today, take a quiet moment to name one area of your life that feels dark or heavy. Speak Isaiah's promise over it. A great light has shone. And pray, Jesus, be my light here. I choose to place my hope in You. If this episode encouraged you, share it with someone who might need a reminder that the light still breaks into dark places. Be sure to follow Mornings with Stephen Johnsy Podcast on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen. Thank you. I'm Stephen Johnsy, and this is the Mornings with Stephen Johnsy podcast. Until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.